Morgan's AM. A positive start to the year for US equity markets and a look back at the year that was.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
A positive start for 2022 for US equity markets, with both the Dow and S&P 500 logging fresh record closing highs. The Dow was up 247 points or 0.7% overnight to a record closing high of 36,585. The broader S&P 500 rose 0.6% to also scale a record closing peak of 4,797, with energy up 3.1%, the standout primary sector performer. Consumer discretionary, financials and information technology all gained over 1% overnight. Tesla soared 13.5% after releasing a statement on Sunday saying it delivered more than 936,000 vehicles in 2021. It marked an 87% increase versus 2020's totals and more than the 897,000 forecast by analysts. The company delivered 308,600 vehicles in the fourth quarter alone, crushing consensus analyst forecasts for 266,000. Tesla added that its final delivery numbers are slightly conservative and may rise slightly after final calculations are made for its fourth quarter earnings announcement. Fellow automakers Ford Motor and General Motors rose about 4.8% and 4.3% respectively. Elsewhere, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a level 4 notice regarding cruise travel, the highest level, which indicates very high COVID-19 levels. Avoid cruise travel regardless of vaccination status, the agency said in an advisory. Even fully vaccinated travelers may be at risk for getting COVID and spreading COVID-19 variants. The CDC reported over 90 cruise ships had COVID-19 cases. The news did not affect Carnival Corp and Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings overnight, both gaining over 6.5%. The Nasdaq rallied 1.2% overnight. Apple Inc. rose 2.5%, becoming the first public company to reach US $3 trillion in market capitalization. The milestone was achieved after the company briefly traded above $182.86 per share. Apple first hit the US $2 trillion market cap level on the 20th of August 2020. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index gained 1.2% overnight. For the year, the Dow rose 18.7%. Big box retailer Home Depot was the top performing stock in the Dow Jones Industrial Average in 2021 with a gain of 56.2%, marking the stock's best annual performance since 1999 when it rose 68.5% according to Dow Jones market data. Walt Disney Co. brought up the rear of the 30-member index with an annual rise of 14.5%. The S&P 500 gained 26.9%, with the index racking up 68 record closing highs in 2021 and with 88% of the index recording a positive return for the year. Energy was the top performer of the primary sectors in 2021, up 48%, its best increase ever. Devon Energy topped the S&P 500 index with an annual gain of almost 190%, followed by Marathon Oil Corporation with a gain of 150%. Indeed, six of the top 20 S&P 500 performers in 2021 were oil producers. Real estate up 42%, information technology and financials both up 33%, followed as the next best primary sector performers last year. A total of 11 companies at least doubled their stock price, including Ford Motor Co., Moderna Inc. and Nvidia. The top six contributors to the S&P 500's performance were all big technology names, led by Microsoft Corp and Apple, the two largest companies in the world by market capitalization. The behemoths, which are valued at $2.5 trillion and $3 trillion approximately respectively, rose 51% and 34.6% over the past year. The Nasdaq rallied 21.4% in 2021. Google parent Alphabet Inc. posted the biggest annual advance among FANG Plus constituents, up 65% and enjoying the best year since 2009. The S&P 500 outperformed the Dow Jones Industrial Average by 8.2% and the Nasdaq Composite by 5.5% last year, marking the widest margin of outperformance by the S&P 500 against both its peer bourses in the same calendar year since 1997, according to the Dow Jones market data. It marks only the sixth time that the S&P 500 has bested the Dow and the Nasdaq in a year, with the previous occurrences being in 1984, 1989, 1997, 2004 and 2005. This week's US corporate earnings calendar sees Bed Bath & Beyond, Constellation Brands, Conagra Brands, Walgreens Boots Alliance, PriceSmart, WD-40 Co. and Lamb Weston release quarterly results on Thursday night, while Costco Wholesale Corp. posts December sales data. European bourses open the new year firmly on the front foot, with the European Stoxx 600 index up 0.5%. Germany's DAX gained 0.9%, with Deutsche Lufthansa up 8.9%, the leading index performer after Citigroup upgraded the airline to buy from sell. France's CAC rose 0.9%. London's FTSE was closed overnight after easing 0.25% on the final trading day of 2021, but still logging its best annual performance since 2016, up 14.3%. The London Metal Exchange was also closed on Monday. Base metals closed a very strong 2021 in a mixed fashion. Copper dipped 0.1% to $9,681 per tonne, or approximately $4.39 a pound in official trading on the LME last Friday, but gained 25% in 2021, having risen 26% in 2020. It marked the key industrial metal's biggest annual gain since the approximate 32% rise in 2017. Data released by China's National Bureau of Statistics last Friday recorded that Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index rose to 50.3 in December, up from 50.1 in November, and above the median analyst forecast for a slight fall to 50. Activity in China's services sector grew at a slightly faster pace in December, with the official non-manufacturing PMI rising to 52.7 from November's 52.3. China's official composite PMI, which includes both the manufacturing and services activity, stood at 52.2, unchanged from November. The China Kaishin Manufacturing PMI, which tends to focus on small to medium-sized enterprises, for December is released later today. Benchmark spot iron ore added $1.51, or 1.25%, to $122.26 a metric tonne. Yesterday, the key steelmaking ingredient fell 24.75% in 2021 after scaling a peak of US$237.57 per tonne on the 12th of May last year. Trading in the shares and structured products of debt-ridden Chinese developer China Evergrande Group was halted in Hong Kong on Monday. No reason was given for the trading halt, although there were reports that the company had been ordered to demolish 40 tower blocks in the development off the east coast of Hainan. Elsewhere, Indonesia has banned coal exports in January due to concerns about low supplies at domestic power plants that could lead to widespread blackouts, according to a senior official at the Energy Ministry quoted in a Reuters report on Sunday. Indonesia is the world's biggest exporter of thermal coal, exporting approximately 400 million tonnes in 2020, with China, India, Japan and South Korea its biggest customers. Gold futures started the new year on the back foot, falling $28.50, or 1.6%, to $1,800.10 an ounce and logging their lowest settlement since the 21st of December. The yellow metal logged a 3.6% annual decline, its sharpest yearly drop since falling over 10% in 2015. Oil prices advanced to kick off 2022 after posting the strongest annual rise in 12 years last year, with traders eyeing a key meeting between the Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries and their key producing allies, a group known as OPEC Plus, tonight. WTI rose 87 cents, or 1.2%, to $76.08 a barrel overnight. WTI futures rose at 1.9% and gained 13.7% in December and posted a 0.3% rise for the quarter. For the year, WTI rallied more than 55% to clinch its sharpest annual gain in 12 years. Brent gained $1.20 yesterday, or 1.5%, to $78.98 a barrel. For the month of December, quarter and year, the Brent contract gained 10.2%, 0.9%, and approximately 50%. OPEC Plus convenes tonight to discuss global output strategy, assessing its plans to boost daily oil production among its members to 400,000 barrels per day starting in February, or adjust its output to the factor spread of COVID. A joint technical committee report released ahead of tonight's meeting notes that the impact of the Omicron variant on demand is expected to be mild and short-lived as the world becomes better equipped to manage the COVID-19 and its related challenges. Elsewhere, there were reports that Libya expects its oil production to fall by another 200,000 barrels per day as crews work on a damaged pipeline, 2 weeks after news reports that said militias shut down the OPEC members' biggest field, prompting output to drop by 350,000 barrels. And finally, President Biden told Ukrainians Ukraine's president, that the US and its allies will respond decisively if Russia further invades Ukraine, according to a readout of a call between the two leaders provided by the White House. US Treasury yields climbed strongly across the maturities to open 2022 amid improved confidence that the latest wave of coronavirus cases, driven by the Omicron variant, may be less harmful to the global economy than first feared. US 10-year Treasury yields jumped 13.2 basis points overnight to 1.63%, the highest yield settlement since the 24th of November last year. The benchmark maturity was down 3.2 basis points on the quarter, but up 58.3 basis points for the year, its largest annual gain since 2013. The 30-year bond yield spiked 12.8 basis points overnight to 2.016%. The 2-year note yield rose 5.4 basis points to 0.784%. The short-dated maturity gained 20.6 basis points for December, 44.1 basis points over the past 3 months, and 61.1 basis points in 2021. It marked the largest annual yield rise for the short-dated maturity since 2017. The Federal Reserve releases the minutes from its mid-December monetary policy meeting on Wednesday night. The Fed's first monetary policy meeting of 2022 will be held on the 25th and 26th of January. Traders continue to price in a better than 50% chance that the first rate hike by the Federal Reserve will arrive in March, according to CME Group data. Traders are also eyeing Friday night's non-farm payrolls report for December. And the Australian dollar is buying around 71.92 US cents this morning. The ANZ job advertisement series for December and commodity prices for December headline today's Australian economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.